Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you kick procrastination to the curb and unleash your inner productivity ninja. Now, we all have those days, right? Where negativity creeps in like an unwanted houseguest and starts throwing shade on your dreams. You know that feeling when you wake up and instantly your brain's got this internal monologue going, you're not good enough, this is too hard, or you'll probably just mess it up anyway. Ever feel like giving in to those whispers? Well, I'm here to tell you. You don't have to. Today we're diving into the power of reframing negative thoughts because let me tell you, your mind is a powerful tool. You can use it to sabotage yourself or build an empire. It all comes down to how you choose to program it. Five key takeaways to take control of your thoughts. First things first, recognize those negative thought patterns. It's like spotting a bad habit. The more aware you are, the easier it becomes to break free. Next, don't be afraid to challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, our negativity stems from fear and insecurity, not reality. Once you've challenged those negative vibes, start reframing them with positive affirmations. Instead of I can't do this, try this might be challenging, but I'm willing to learn and grow. Small shifts in language can make a big difference. Remember, your brain loves patterns. So if you constantly tell yourself you're not good enough, guess what? Your brain starts to believe it. But by replacing those negative thoughts with empowering ones, you start rewiring your entire mindset. Think of it like exercise for your brain. The more you practice positive thinking, the stronger your mental muscles become. And lastly, don't forget self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when those negative thoughts pop up. You're human, and it's normal to have off days. But remember, you are capable of amazing things, and with a little bit of effort, you can conquer those mental hurdles and achieve your goals. Now, let me tell you a story about a friend of mine who used to struggle with this exact thing. She was launching her own business, but constantly doubted herself, thinking, who am I to do this? I'm not even qualified. She started using the techniques we talked about today, challenging those negative thoughts and replacing them with positive affirmations. Guess what? Her business is thriving. She now helps other women start their own businesses, sharing her story as a powerful example of how reframing your mindset can lead to incredible success. Remember, you are not defined by your thoughts. You have the power to choose which ones you focus on and shape your reality. So go out there, challenge those negative voices, and embrace the power of positive thinking. And remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing, keep learning, and most importantly, keep believing in yourself. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words of encouragement. And head over to our social media pages and let us know what you think. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and stories. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.